This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
As fall fills up with activities and obligations, even a small time saver can feel like a big help. Grammarly is an all-in-one writing tool that makes clear, concise communication easier than ever, so you can finish your work earlier and head off to family dinners, social events, and fall weddings. Grammarly is free to download and works where you do, so every project gets finished quicker. Make sure your writing is free of mistakes with Grammarly's free, comprehensive writing suggestions, and get an instant take on how your message comes across with the free tone detector. Let Grammarly Premium's sentence clarity rewrites help you find the perfect words on the first try. You'll be confident writing client emails, deadline-driven reports, and presentations without staying late at the office. Get more time back in your day by writing with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcasts to sign up for a free account. Then get 20% off when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium. That's grammarly.com/podcasts.
Jacob, we'll start with you if you want, when everyone's ready.
How disappointing was that? Because after the first half, it was relatively positive, and then it just felt like the second half undermined the performance.
Yes. I didn't want to say that the whole first half was good, so... It felt a little bit like... That the opponent switched in the next gear and we cannot follow after the first 20 minutes or something like that. And this was frustrating to see how big the gap is there between these two teams, to be honest. Because after the first goal, you had the feeling that they were absolutely in the game and then smashed us with their crosses and we couldn't defend in a way what we wanted to do. And this was definitely not the way we wanted to see it. Huh? We had a good start. We were brave. We tried to play forward. We had some good moments. Scored a good goal. Everything was going our direction. And then, as I said, it felt that the opponent switched in the next gear and we cannot follow.
Does that make you doubtful about playing a 3-5-2? Because it seemed like Tottenham were creating chances at quite an alarming rate.
Yeah, it is a fact that you are then not always having pressure on the ball, but they have a free cross there, then it's not easy to defend in the box. Both happens when you play in this shape, when you're defending around the box, because we are normally more active up front and give them more pressure in all moments in the game. We know this, but I was not expecting that we are so struggling in defending these crosses, to be honest. This was a little bit annoying, as I must say. Yeah, I mean, there was a reason why he got the chance today to start immediately. It was not easy for the young lads to come in here, Gavin, for him. But they have been brave and tried to compete. Yeah, strong side. They're playing for for Champions League and for titles. And you could see that they have again strengthened up the team. And still players like Richarlison is not played today, so it's quality everywhere. Yeah, but this is quality, individual quality. Like in the first goal, where Kyle is not there to defend this cross, and like we have a situation like this where we normally cannot concede a goal here. It's easy to clear this ball with the right foot. Yeah, this is simply not good enough on this level. Yeah, this is absolutely right. We are still not able to have a clean sheet, for example, in the first game, and we have been far away today from one. When you are honest to yourself, and we tried in a different way of defending. We were very often criticized for the high pressing, that it doesn't work for 90 minutes or whatever. But fact is that we are also in the deep defending, not. Completely safe because we have enough players in the box. That's not the key. The first two goals have been imbalanced in shape, if you want, and still able to concede there, and this is not good.
Can I just check on Sepu Mara? Obviously, he wasn't involved in the squad today, but he's okay, no injury there?
No, but he's training with us since 1.5 weeks, and I mean, he's a young player, and you see what. This league gives you to look about. Huh? So give them time, and not everybody. I mean, Romeo was with us the whole preseason, so we could work with him, form him, and but Sekou needs time.
Has it made it clearer what business you still got left to do in the transfer market? A result like that?
Today, not the point to think about it. For me, it's important that I find the right way to give the guys a good. A good feedback of what happened today, and that we come back stronger next week.
Yeah, Ralph, obviously at the very last game of last season, lost 4-1 to Leicester, and obviously there are reasons behind their goals, but the one in particular where Lianco sort of tried to head it and then couldn't take it under control, and then it seems like whenever or frequently when the team is in a good spell of pressure or playing well, there's then an individual mistake that sort of undoes that, as was the case today as well. How do you stop that? Is it a case of tactical? Is it a case of individual errors? How do you put a stop to those individual errors?
Obviously, it is not easy to stop these things, but we will work on this. We will try to find solutions for the guys to help them to have clearer decisions. And I think we know that Premier League shows you every weakness, and we know that it's tough to defend here, but we will find a way to do it better than today.
And just Che Adams obviously played with three different strikers today. Che Adams didn't get on the pitch. What was the thinking around that?
Yeah, I think we didn't want to change in the end the two guys up front, Joe and Stewie. And I think they deserve to play because they had a good preseason. They scored goals, and in the end, Armour get a chance today to start because he was the most successful striker in the preseason for us. So it was deserved, I think.
I guess Che Adams then has to do a little bit more to get into the team.
I think everybody should step up because this is not enough what we do so far, because. I don't want to compare this game to the last season where we have won here, but in some moments we have done a better job last season.
Ralph, does this result make you worried about where the team are, or just do you put it down to playing
a I think it is frustrating, but not completely surprising that if a situation like the two goals happens, that then this game can go in such a direction. So I didn't have the feeling that we completely fall apart. So there was still a structure then in the end, and we still tried. We had some good chances from Romeo. Was one big chance where we can score, and Brausi had a good chance. So I didn't have a feeling that we are completely lost now. But yeah, you can feel all the time the quality. We have some issues in the one against one defending. If it was Sully or Kyle or Yannick sometimes, or I don't want to check Jan Valerie. We had all our problems with this quality they have up front. You have to be clear that we play against maybe the best strikers in the world here. And if you have then some moments where you have to defend one against one, it is always tough. Yeah? And this is nothing surprising for me.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18+, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.